Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy.
And this is episode 21. And we've got a special crisp for you waiting today.
Yeah, but before that, we should maybe discuss why there wasn't an episode last week. Because the people have probably been waiting.
There was no last week. I was wrapped in covers.
Yeah. So Marijn was really, really sick. And we're trying to not make it a habit of us being sick like every 5 episodes or so. But it's just a fact of our lives, I think. It's not something we do with any sort of... And we're not planning on it, but it just
happens. And we don't enjoy it as well.
No, indeed, we don't enjoy it at all. And we do want to say we're sorry that we didn't say anything on our social media about it, or did we? I didn't see.
I was like I said.
Yeah, we were sick. So we hope that this episode will make it up to you guys.
And we hope you missed us because we missed you too.
Yeah. That's true. But to make it up for you all, we indeed have a very special crisp.
You brought a very nice one, I guess.
Yeah. It's a Greek inspired crisp. I have Greek friends, so I will not say that this is a it says that this is a product in Germany. Okay. But
I don't know how big the Greek community is in Germany.
Okay, so the Greeks are big in honey, right? The Greeks are famous for honey.
Yes.
And the Greeks are also famous...
And?
For their goat's cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's... This crisp is a potato crisp, goat's cheese, and honey flavor.
The best of both worlds.
And it's...
both Greek worlds.
Both Greek worlds. It's... It's a small bag, in my opinion. It's 125 grams. I'm very interested if you can, if we can taste all the taste that they are advertised, because that's always the question when we review crisps.
Basically, two.
Yeah.
Tastes we need to get out of it.
Yeah, but
goat cheese
often
and honey.
We don't get either of the tastes.
That is a possibility.
That's a possibility. And I'm interested if we can taste the distinctive difference between a normal cheese-flavored crisp and a goat cheese-flavored crisp.
Let's stop the talking and start the trying.
Yeah. I'm opening the bag. Ladies and gentlemen, we have liftoff. Whoa, and the bag immediately starts to... Okay.
Probably cheap bag.
Yeah, it's not the smell you take a whiff first before I comment on it. It's not the most...
It smells like regular natural crisps.
Yeah, it smells like natural...
bit salty
neutral,
maybe?
Like salty...
Salt and oil.
But you see in the crisps, you see that they have made them in a particular way because they are ribbled.
Yes.
But they aren't ribbled like, and they are also curved. If you see what I mean. So I think these aren't sliced potatoes, but these are like Pringles are. These are like
pressed.
Made from a pressed. Yeah, from a kind of a mashed potato substance.
This is, I guess, the only time I really looked at a crisp, because I do think the aesthetic is very nice.
And the aesthetic
the
is good.
The curving and the...
Yeah. And spoiler alert, you okay, wait, I wait until you take a bite. But I distinctly taste goat cheese.
Yes.
If I might say so.
And faintly the honey as well.
Faintly, yeah. But honey is also more in a supporting role, I think, in this crisp. That's as advertised.
Man, I don't know. I do know. I think the crunch of these crisps is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. I think... Let's do a quick roundup, because...
Yeah.
Smell... a little underwhelming. It was a little plain.
Yeah, I agree.
Taste, very it's good.
Yes.
And goat cheese and honey is...
Exactly. They live up to what they advertise.
And the texture, the crunch is phenomenal. Like you said, great. I would give these because they do exactly what as advertised.
Yeah.
They give you exactly what we are expecting.
Yeah.
I give this 4.5 crisp bags out of 5.
I'll go a little bit lower. I'd say 4. But this is a phenomenal crisp. You can easily present these as at a party to have something special, but still something very nice to eat.
Yeah, and I would recommend buying these. I would recommend buying these immediately, actually.
So, you bought them at the Lidl. Mm-hmm. These are the Eridanus...
Goat cheese.
Produced in Germany, potato crisp, goat cheese and honey. Very nice.
There might be my birthday party is coming up. I might buy a bag of 2 and keep them because this is what the Lidl in the Netherlands does is that they have like special weeks in which they dedicate like to a country or a type of cuisine.
Yeah.
And it might be that these crisps will not be available in like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And my birthday is in about a month. So I might
stock up on these.
I might buy a bag to keep because they are of course sealed and you can keep them for a while, I think. So yeah, buy a couple.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Are good stuff. Then let's go on to the next subject, I think, because we have discussed the crisps.
Yes.
I'm taking another one.
Yeah, why not? I keep eating them as well. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but... well, the trivia of this week is about the word trivia.
Yeah.
Because with some understanding of ancient languages... Latin in this case, trivia is a plural form, which would imply there's a singular form, trivium.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, sounds like a metal band.
Trivium sounds like a metal band and is a metal band.
I know, that's
why I'm not really that familiar with their music, by the way.
I've been to one of their concerts once.
Yeah, me too, because I wanted to see Machine Head. But
yeah, this was the same concert. We didn't know about each other back then.
No.
They aren't the best band in the business, but they aren't the worst band either. I would say it like that.
No, but now we go back to the word trivia, which is plural. And... the funny thing is, you can use it in both singular and plural form. And but in American English, most people use it as a singular form and use a singular verb for it.
Yeah. That's true.
I
didn't know that we were entering in a linguistics podcast. You should have warned me before.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I can go on tell you what a trivium is. That's about grammar, dialectics, and cheat on that last one. Dialectic and rhetoric from the 7 liberal arts from medieval times. I'm not going too much into this.
I thought the 7 medieval arts of medieval times were killing people, don't get the plague, killing people, raping
don't
women.
Don't get killed yourself.
Don't get killed yourself and killing people.
Was that raping women? Maybe?
Raping women was in there. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
By the way, we don't condone rape and rape culture.
Killing.
And killing.
Let us be perfectly clear on this.
We don't condone people getting the plague either, although that's a little bit hard in these.
Not in my area, at least.
No. I mean, what you want to do with your plague is your own choice.
Completely up to you.
Completely up to you. We are quite liberal in that regard, but don't get it near us.
No. Just a single cold will get us down for, a week or two weeks.
No, yeah.
I'm still recovering. Yeah. Maybe this is a nice segue into our next into our next subject, the handicapped life.
Handicapped life, yeah.
I believe we already had the plan to talk about your cold, my cold of past week, why we couldn't record a podcast.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. I missed podcasting. Having the cold is just, you feel so... I was a little bit sick before you were, of course, a couple of weeks before that.
You transferred it to me.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much.
I always get the blame.
I like to share a lot of things with you, but not this.
Yeah, Marijn always likes to give me the blame of everything that goes wrong in his life.
Hey, that's our
mutual bond.
Our dynamic.
Yeah, sure. Now, it was the flu is and having a cold is a horrible experience, I think, but there are also upsides. I think.
Tell us.
The upside is, you can finally binge watch all those series on Netflix that you didn't have the time to see. I mean, you currently don't have a job yet, I might say, but. So you can watch all the Netflix series you want, but us people that edit podcasts,
people
that do the work for this podcast, we don't have all the time because you can't watch.
And pay our welfare.
Yeah, it's hard. So that's a beautiful upside, but maybe you have a downside to having the flu.
Let me first say I don't know if I really got the flu, but I definitely got inflamed sinuses.
Yeah.
So I had I felt painful pressure behind my eyes and had a headache.
Yeah.
Almost all the time.
Yeah.
And a stuffed nose, which was of all the complaints the least problematic.
No. But it's very annoying when you try to sleep. I find it very problematic. It during the day you can manage, but when you're laying in bed and you're trying to sleep,
really, then come to rest.
Then the stuffed nose is like horrible. It's a horrific side effect of your illness.
Yeah, but I do want to and my advantage of being sick or having the flu is similar to your reason, but a little bit broader, to have some time for yourself, not be pressured by anything. If you want to lay in bed, lay in bed. If you want to sleep.
Yeah, Marijn could finally watch his horse-shaped dick porn again. He finally had some time to
that's quite some time ago. I wanted to see people splooshing and
have a great big sploosh.
For the people who didn't see The Guardians of Imperfection, this was a reference to it.
Yeah.
And you should definitely see it sometime.
Yeah. When though?
Yeah, I don't know. But send us comments, emails.
If you own a theater or work at a theater or work at a bar have a stage and two microphones, and you think these guys should come to a show at our venue.
These guys are amazing.
And this could be everywhere in Northern Europe. We have one exception. It has to be in Northern Europe. I would say that I would maybe allow Warsaw as being an option, but only because it's fun to go to Poland once in a while and drink some real vodka.
But if Warsaw is an exception, is Krakow also a possibility or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything in Poland is still in. Let's say it like that. Poland is still. Krakow is in Poland, right? Let's not sound too dumb on the podcast.
Too late. Too late.
So everything. Maybe I wouldn't go to Latvia immediately. Although, if people pay my ticket to go to Latvia, I will probably go.
It is almost Russia.
But. They don't like to be called almost Russia over there because they were
come on. Yeah. It is almost Russia.
It's near Russia, yeah.
Yeah, next to Russia.
But that's a little bit the same like saying that the Netherlands is almost Germany.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can say that perfectly well because it is.
Yeah, so that's a little bit like saying Ireland is almost England.
Yeah. And that's... but it's a bit... I guess that's... At this time, it's a little bit of a sensitive subject.
I think the Latvia-Russian thing is also... I mean, if you're in that country, it's also a little bit of a sensitive subject. But...
Could be. But... another good thing about having the flu is if the flu passes, there is a very good possibility that you didn't die.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So, speaking of death, by the way.
Yeah. Our email address died.
Yes.
I'm
nice
in the
little segue.
I'm in the process of revitalizing it, trying to get it up again. I am now having a discussion with the people that manage our server, in which we rent server space and also pay them a monthly fee for getting an email address, @irate_crisp email address. So we are not sure how long ago the email address died, and you might have sent us an email and got an automatic reply from your email provider that told you that they couldn't deliver the email to our address. In that case, just send us your question through Twitter or Facebook or as a comment on the particular episode you had a question or a comment about. Please do that until further notice. I hope our problem is fixed as soon as possible, but until further notice, we will not be able to reply on emails.
Yeah, so
that's a shame.
Very sorry about that.
I have some good news on that behalf as well, or on behalf of the podcast as well, is that I presume that next week, so next podcast, number 22, will be available on Spotify.
That is nice to hear.
That's nice to hear. That's some good news with your bad news.
Yes.
And we will notify you of that fact as well when that goes through, because that could also be another 2 weeks, but it depends on the Spotify selection process.
And while we're in the process of presenting you with a new possibilities of this
news.
Podcast.
Yeah.
We like to introduce something new, a little bit more interactivity. We want to give you a choice which crisp we are going to review. We know we ask you every week to send in your suggestions, but
now you can make a choice between two.
Yes, we are going to make a standoff. We choose two crisps that we really like to try.
Yeah.
And you can say, oh no, you should try this one or that one. And choice for next week is a choice between pickle crisps from Lay's or Pombeer crisps, which we discussed, I believe, last time.
Yeah, we discussed that we might want to review them. This is pickle crisps from Lay's, which is a little bit of a Eastern European Russian flavor, I believe. Normally, but they're now available in the Netherlands as well. But from in the origin, let's say like that, I've read somewhere that it was a little bit of a... that it has an origin in that part of the world.
That could be, yeah.
And I'm very excited about it. And I do want to say that we... also that you can also vote on this on our Facebook page. We will make a poll on our Facebook page and then you can vote there. But if you don't have Facebook for many well advised reasons, you can just tweet at us with your preference. I maybe can we can you make a Twitter poll as well? We will try to make a Twitter poll as well. I'm not sure if you can.
Or else we just count all the
We just count all the tweets, and you can write a comment underneath on our website as well, and that and we will count everything, and we will just calculate it all out, and we will get an abacus to do this all.
Yes.
And then
pencil, paper.
We're soon gonna open a Patreon so you guys can help us pay for abacuses, because that's clearly that we need one.
That's another good trivia. What is the plural of an abacus?
No fucking clue. No, but that sounds interesting.
Abacai?
Abacai, probably. That sounds fancy.
No. I think it goes like manus, which is the fifth declination or inclination in Latin. My Latin is very rusty.
Yeah,
so,
your
so Latin. Abacus, and the plural is then abacus as well. That sounds a little bit... But
sure.
I don't know for sure. If you know the answer to this, let us know through Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And not via abacus@iRedCrisp.com.
No, please don't. Please don't.
We can't receive any email. Yeah. Don't do it.
on other news... We still have I still have a show coming up on the 19th of February, like we talked about in the last episode. But I also am the presenter, and presenter is maybe a good word. Yeah, host. Well, I'm not organizing it, but the organization have asked me. Master of ceremony at an animation film festival in Zaandijk. It's called Fluxus Film Festival. I will put a link in the description, and that's a very fun. That's on the 16th of February, next Saturday to be exact, and that's it's gonna be very fun. And a day ticket for all the different films is only €5 a person. So that's quite affordable, I think.
So if you think this is interesting, go there.
Yeah.
And see Brace Boy in real life.
See Brace Boy. And I will be available to do autographs, selfies, all that kind of stuff for free. I'm willing to do that.
Trust me, it's more fun than it sounds.
Yeah, it's true. And and all the information about this gig will also be on our website. Because we have a new page on our website, our upcoming show date page.
Okay.
In which you see in a calendar overview, you see when we do stuff.
That's very nice.
There's not a lot on there now, but it's still on there.
Yeah, but you are starting
I'm starting
things,
comedy again. Something that I know of, that you know of, but we can already hint to our listeners that speak Dutch, is that Marijn will be starring in a play later this year. And those dates will also be advertised on our website.
Yes, but that will be in Dutch.
That will be in Dutch, like I said. But that's going to be fun. And I also star in a play in March, but I have a very minor role, so we still have to discuss if I put it on the website. Because
you have a very exclusive role.
I have a very minor exclusive role. The director says that I have a monologue. I say I have two sentences.
You could count that as a monologue.
Yeah, you can count it. Yeah. You can.
So that was all the news about
us,
Captain Kane and Brace Boy.
Yeah, and that was our.
Let's do a quick roundup for our listeners of this episode, in which we talked about these Greek crisps.
Yeah, goat cheese and honey. And we gave them four
bags.
Four out of five.
And you 4.5 even.
Yeah, they are very good. Then we discussed the trivia about trivia.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about being sick.
Yes, and even with a handicap. Being sick, having a cold.
Yeah, it's a rough life. And then
dying in our email address.
Dying of our email address. Then we talked a little bit about our upcoming shows and appearances.
Yes.
And
that was it.
No.
And we gave you the choice between pickle crisps or pombeer.
You can
make a choice.
You can vote on Facebook. You can possibly vote on Twitter. We don't know. We're going to look it up. And you can just tweet at us what you like, pombeer or pickle crisp. And please also remind to subscribe.
Share.
Like. And write
reviews.
Leave comments and write reviews.
And we are very thankful to you if you do that.
Yeah.
And until next time, that is How to Crisp Crunches.